Jayate Sarvata Savisevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute Madekabandhu Mad Sangyana Mad Gurur Mad Mahadana Mad Nastaraka Mad Bhagya Mad Ananda Namostute Asadu Sadu Tathaya Nati Nichuta Taraka Hanamuncha Gadachanamam Primna Pratikantaya Spura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya July 1st, 2010, Mahaprabhu Mandir, Melbourne. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 21, Verse Number 42. And Sankarshan will also speak today too, in the same shloka. Kim vidate kimas achaste kimo anudya vikalpayet ityasya hridayam loke nanyo madveda kashtana. I have to hurry because he's speaking, so we'll keep some, we'll make it brief. Synonyms: kim, what, vidate, enjoins, and the ritualistic karmakandic. Kim, what, achaste, indicates, as the object of worship in the Devata Kanda. Kim, what, anudya, describing in different aspects. Vikalpayet raises the possibility of alternatives. In the Jnana Kanda, iti, thus, asya, of Vedic literature, hridayam, the heart, or confidential purpose, loke, in this world, na, does not, anya, other, mud, then me, Veda, no, kashchana, anyone. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this entire world, no one but me actually understands the confidential purpose of Vedic knowledge. Thus, people do not know what the Vedas are actually prescribing in the ritualistic injunctions of Karmakanda, or what object is actually being indicated in the formulas of worship found in the Upasana Kanda, or that which is elaborately discussed through various hypotheses in the Jnana Kanda section of the Vedas. Purport: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Absolute Truth, Lord Sri Krishna. Since the Lord is the source, maintainer, and ultimate goal of Vedic knowledge, He is Vedavid, the only true knower of the Vedic knowledge. So-called philosophers, either Vedic scholars or ordinary men, may give their sectarian opinion. It is the Lord Himself who knows the confidential purpose of the Vedas. The Lord is the only actual shelter and lovable object for all living entities. As He states in the 10th canto of 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 10:41, yad yad vimurivat satvam shrimad urjatame vava tattare vavigachatvam amamate jomsa sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. End quote. All beautiful, extraordinary, powerful manifestations are insignificant displays of the Lord's own opulences. Although ordinary people may quarrel over the purpose of religion, the actual purpose is one, Krishna consciousness, a pure love of Godhead. All Vedic formulas are understood to be the primary, preliminary stages leading to the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness, in which one fully surrenders to the devotional service of the Lord. The pure devotees of the Lord represent Him within this material world and never speak anything which is not authorized by the Lord. Because they are repeating the Lord's own words, they are also understood to be true knowers of the Veda. End of the purport. Vrindavane ramana reti pasitta bhumo tatrapi krishna balarama supada mule jnanam param paramai krishna sudharma chuktam dandasta deva prabhupada namo namaste. Samsara dukkha jaladau patitasya kama krodari nakrama karai Kavali Kritasya Duravashana Negaditasya Narashrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehe Padavalam Bam Jaladara Shashivarno Gopavesha Kishoro Sahachara Ganavrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natabara Jitavesho Nilabitam Varadyo Jagadajana Neheto Rama Krishna Natosme Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasandabhyayavacha Pridhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tadavigyanartham, it says, that in the aphorism it says that when you engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are developing knowledge, then other subordinate aspects of knowledge become understood. So the idea of it is that vijnana, realization, comes for one who applies. And when one tries to serve the Supreme Personality of God at the source of all knowledge, then they actually get vijnana from the Supreme Personality of God within the heart, what that means. Yasmin vijyate, here's the proverb. Yasmin vijyate sarvam evam vijyatam bhavanti. If one understands the supreme source of knowledge, then other subordinate aspects of knowledge are understood automatically. That's the idea. So, no one doesn't understand it. Natevi du svartha gatim hi vishnu. Turasaya ye bahir arthamanina. Andha yathande upaniyamanas te pisatantra urudamni bhagda. In 7th canto, Sri Prahlad Maharaj states that the people of this world don't know their ultimate benefit is Lord Vishnu. Durasaya, because they have so many bad desires. Ye bahir artha manina. Their opinions are based on bahir artha, on mundane benefit. That's all they know. Andhayatante upaniyamanas. Because of their unbridled senses, they simply follow such people into a ditch. Tipisa tantra urudamni baddha, and they are bound up at the waist by these qualities. Gunas, the modes of material nature. Mame vaye prapadyante mayame tam tarantite, in 7th chapter of Gita, that those who surrender unto me, they can very easily cross over the illusory energy. So, every person who has taken a body has these problems. We don't know what we're doing. From Brahma down to the ant or the microbe. Yastvendra gopam atavendra mohosvakarma bandhanu rupa falabhaja tamatanoti. From Indra Gopa germ up to Mahendra, the king of heaven, everybody is on the path of their karma. Karma adi nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. If they engage in serving Krishna, then whatever karma they would get becomes nirdahati, reduced, small. That's the idea. So, in order, I was remembering from Tulsi Stava from Padma Purana. It says, Atmano hitamichata. Tulsi Rani is served by those who desire their own benefit. Because Dharmaranya Gayayangcha Sevita Pitribhisvayom Sevita Tulasi Punyo Atmano Hitamitchata. She is served by the ancestors in the religious forest of Gaya. She is served by those who desire their own benefit. Even if you are moved by Bahirarthamanina, by external opinion of material energy, still, you should serve her. Archita Tvam Sarasarai. She was served by the demigods and the devotees. Even if you are selfish, still you serve. The demons of old had some moral principles. They had principles. And serving her was definitely one of them. And she helped them. She gives liberation. She gives mundane wealth. She gives health. The Hari Bhakti Vilas Shloka quoted 9-1, I think it's 9-100. says, Shriyam Dehi, give me opulence or effulgence. Yashoda Dehi, give me duration of life. Kirtam, effulgence. Ayush, duration of life. Tatha Sukham, and happiness. Balam, strength. Pushtim, nourishment. Tatha Dharamam, and religiosity. Tilosit Pam Prasida Me. Oh, Tulsi, if you're pleased with me. Now, if you don't worship her, it means indirectly, you don't want those things. Because she gives those things. Of course we want those things. The kingdom of God without God. Right. And the kingdom of God also includes his wife. Also includes his consort. So, Krishna is Vedantavid. He knows. And Pundarik, in his glorification of Tulsi Rani, says, Namatulosi Saravage Purushottama Valabe. You know everything because you're the lover of the highest person. Pahimam sarva papebhya sarva sampat pradayake. Please protect me from all my sins. There's nothing that she cannot award. She bestows all wealth. Sarva sampat technically means all wealth. But when you engage in her service, it means whatever that servant will need, they can get it from her if she's pleased. She can award everything. There's no service that Krishna does in the spiritual world that she does not have a role to play in that leela. There's no service that goes on in this material world successful without her. There's no anartha that conditioned souls suffer that she cannot help you destroy. This is real Jagadatri, the mother of the universe. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother. End of story. So she knows everything. Still, sambandha, relationship means that the devotee pours the heart out to the deity who you worship. Huh? And they know everything. In that sense, you don't need to say anything. But still, it's just part of relationship to open your mouth, to open your heart. And if it is heartfelt, she knows it. And if she's pleased, she'll definitely pull the strings. She's well connected. If she asks Krishna, could this be done? Krishna goes, sure. Sure, dearest. Anything else? Krishna will jump. Therefore, if you want to go to Krishna, go through her. It makes sense. So Krishna knows everything. And the people of this world don't know. And we are all in ignorance because we've taken birth. We don't know. Therefore, sadhu marganogamanam. Follow the previous sadhus. Now, but because tradition can sometimes be bogus also, therefore Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha that Lokika Pramanam, local tradition, is considered 10th class. Because local traditions can be bogus also. Sadhus and sadhis can do something bogus also. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 16:24, Tasmat Shastra Pramanam Te Karya Akarya Vyavastati Gyatva Shastra Vidanuktam Karma Kartami Harasi. Make your discrimination. What should be done and what should not be done by Shastra Pramanam. Knowing that, Karma Kartami Harasi, you deserve to act like that. So, this is our discrimination. And sadhu and guru simply emulate and elaborate on Shastra. If you don't have Shastra Pramanam, you have an opinion. One person's guru is another person's sadhu, is another person's ordinary man. What is the use of our opinion outside of Shastra Pramanam? If we don't have Shastra Pramanam, maybe we're not doing dake, we're not calling out enough. That's one reason why we're not getting it in our fingers. Two, maybe we don't deserve it. Why? We're asking the question, but we have absolutely no intention of applying it. Therefore, we don't deserve it. Three, what are you going to do with it if they give you, if the repository of knowledge if they give you, what are you going to do with it? Better have a good answer if they ask you in the heart. Better have a good answer. If we don't have an answer, they don't have to give you. I don't deserve it, I'm not ready to apply it, or I'm not ready to distribute it. If you're ready to apply it, they may give you. Or if you're going to distribute it, they may give it to you. If they don't give it, maybe I don't need it now. Maybe then you have to beg a little longer. And that is probably proper. Harinam, begging to the name, Beg and beg and beg. Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur mentions in Madhurya Kadambini, chapter 2, the holy name being offended in the past is reluctant to give its mercy now. Again and again you call out the holy name, and after some time the holy name will be kind. So it means this business of dhaki, calling out, begging, crying, is our perpetual business. They don't have to do anything. They're Admarama. They don't need you. They don't need me. Although they really love their Vivinamsha, their part and parcel. They don't need us. So, it's also mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, Vedavadarata Aparta, Nanyat Astadivarana, those who are engaged in twisting the mentions of the Vedas, it's through their prism. Translators, they translate things through the prism of their own mind. Ultimately, this is why they throw that football of that translation to as many different sadhus and sadhvis that are tattvavid, that they deem to be tattvavid, that they know, as possible, because the translation goes through the prism of the mind of the translator, really. And then, therefore, there's going to be some imperfection, undoubtedly. To catch the bugs, go through the editors. Like, I'll give you an example. Gita Press Gorakhpur, they got 16 editors on their board. One devotee was translating for Hindi for the BBT Bombay. He told me, 16 editors. You know why? Because to catch all the bugs. Sure. And that they really do. When you read that book, there's no bugs in their book because it's gone through 16 different editors. That's great. If you miss a bug, the other guy or other lady will catch it, you know? And that's great, you know? So, dake, they know everything, we have to beg. Otherwise, what do we know? Still, but you know, it's interesting. Gayana gunana dasa satarana are deva sisto tunapi samavasyati nasya param. Second canto, chapter 7, verse number 41. Brahmaji says to Narada, Nate vidu, Bhagavan vidaste, maya balasya purushasya kato varanye. He said, neither I, nor you, nor any of your brother and siblings that have taken birth after you, understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what to speak of anybody else that has taken birth after us? Then he says, Gayana gunana dasa satanana adidevas, even the Supreme Personality of God at Sesha, Balarama, in the Patal region, near Garbhadak, holding up the universes, is singing the glories of the Lord with 1,000 mouths, and he still hasn't come to the end of it. Neither does can he go beyond it. Nasya param. The idea of it is, he's singing. Singing means there's a lahari, there's a happiness in the heart. Even if you can't come to the end of it, or even if you can't completely understand it, it doesn't stop you from singing, but you do know. It's impressive. It's wow. Therefore you sing it. There's a lahari, a rising happiness, which forces you to sing it. And it's purifying. You cannot come to the end of it. Still, the karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. People try, different sadhus, different teachers try, and that's what they're interested in. So they present that. They're disciples, they're students. Narottam Thakur Mahasaya says the famous line, at jnana kanda karma kanda kevala vishara bhanda amrita buliya jiva kai nana joni brahman kari kardarya bhakshan kari thara janma adyapati yoy. So these karma kanda and jnana kanda are simply pots of poison. Amrita buliya, living entities will speak it. Jiva kai, and the living entities will eat that. Nana joni brahman kori, they will travel through so many births and deaths. Kardarya bhakshan kori, and in the process they will eat so many disgusting things. Tara janma adyapati yoy. In this way, of their birth, they simply go down. Adyapati yoy. They go down. That's all. So, and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, he gets so heavy on demigod worship and this and that. Yet, if you worship Tulsi Rani, all they are included. One-stop shopping. Huh? If you worship the deities, all the demigods should be your friend. They'll help you out. Sometimes they, even without bribing them, some of them will come in your dreams and encourage your service to Krishna. Just see. Without any chupapta, without any bakshish, without any nothing. Nothing. They'll come sometimes. We didn't bribe them. They came. Wow, this is the power of Hari Bhakti. We should continue it. Yeah, we'll never fully understand it. We'll never fully understand it. Huh? Therefore, Krishna mentions in 11th chapter, verse 20 through 54, that of Gita, that bhakya mam abhijanati yavanya chatmi tatvata. I'm only understood by devotion. Tato mam tatvato gyatva. If somebody understands me in truth, vishate taranantaram, they can enter into my nature. Hey, Krishna's nature is wonderful. Let us try to, whatever we do understand, let us take it up with gusto. If you don't, just because you hear something, it doesn't mean you understand it. Just because you understand something, you think you understand something, it doesn't mean you're going to do it. Just because you do something, it doesn't mean it's good for you. So, vijnana means do it. If you're not ready to do it, we have no faith. Simple as that. Now, I want to thank all the devotees that have tolerated our existence for the last 4 days. I want to thank all of you. I have to go. I have to do my puja and pack. Eating, sleeping, packing, and defending. Eating prasadam we cannot digest. Sleeping 4 hours, if that. Packing luggage and defending the sampradaya. That's the life of an itinerant preacher, you know. Kindly excuse me for all my mistakes. I have faith in my deities, and I have faith in Tulsi Rani. Between these three, between these four, they're going to definitely do something. Beyond my karma, beyond what I am. Devotees, we have to accept another devotee as they are. It's not what we want them to be. Or it's not what the institution demands us to be. That doesn't work. We have to face reality, what they are. And if as long as we do bhakti bhajan, you can bet that their deities and Tulsi Rani will definitely discipline them, will definitely push them, cajole them, sarcastic. They'll do whatever they want. Sometimes they shake your universe. They just grab you and they give you a heavy order. And it's like, whoo! You know, when it comes in the heart. And you're thinking, sheesh, how am I supposed to do that? But you can't say no to your Ishtadevas. It's wonderful. If you worship her as mother, if she orders you, you can't say no to your mother. It's just the way it is. If your deities come in your heart and they tell you, do this, just, whoo, you know, and it's just like, it's like, wow, how am I going to do that? But I can't say no to them, you know, so I have to continue to try. And that's all they want you to do, continue to try, continue to struggle. It was funny, I remember one devotee quoted Tamal Krishna Maharaj's last lecture in Fiji. It's probably pretty good in this regard. He said, now a devotee may feel a doubt, you know, like, hey, wait a minute, you know, how much did I give in my life? 70%? 80%? So you're worried about the balance, you know? We're guilty as charged, you know, I didn't give my full efficiency, I didn't give my full love, you know? I was not so surrendered. Right? He said, you think Krishna's a bunyan? He's a businessman. Okay, here's a calculator. Okay, you gave me this much cash. Now where's the rest? You know? No, he's Bhaktivatsal. He's Bhaktivatsal. Give him wholeheartedly what you can. And he's, that's okay. You gave me the best you can. And he'll just make the rest clear at the end. And I mentioned about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. You try to make an impression on the heart of everybody you meet. And even if we fail, you know, do what our Gauranga will cover the bases. Yeah, Gauranga will help us. The Lord is there to help. Tesham Nityabhayukyanam Yogakshema Vahamyam. He promises it. It's there in Gita. We can't say Jutbula. We can't say it's a lie. It doesn't work. It does work. If we don't understand it, it's our abhyasanam. It's our practice that is the defect. Not the Shastra. Not the Gita. Not the Bhagavatam. Not the Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's our abhyasanam that we have to work on. And if we beg them, they're so kind. Oh, they're so kind. They'll help you. They'll never give up. And therefore, Narottam says, Ashwayloye bhaje Krishna tyari nyahai chaji ara savamara wakaran. You go to worship Krishna, Krishna never gives you up and everybody else dies uselessly. So, you know, I want to beg forgiveness for my defects. And I have many. Undoubtedly. Huh? I have faith in my Ishtadeva and I have faith in Tulsi Rani Jagadatri. These people, divine ones, and along with Gurudev, these divine ones will definitely discipline us and make push us forward. And our God brothers and God sisters, superiors, Guru Janam, they'll fine tune along the way. Huh? So we have great faith in this process. Go ahead, just keep chanting, keep hearing, and keep loving the devotees. No one loses by that. I want to thank you all for the shining example you're doing in the shiniest temple in Australia, the crest jewel of all the temples. And all your congregation is so lucky to have your company. Just continue to love them selflessly. And Garanga will make your life successful. Siddhir Bhavati Bhaneti. When a devotee died in Sharjah, very sincere devotee. So the different sannyasis and devotees were given eulogies about this devotee. And I stumbled across this shloka in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Antyakanda chapter 8, chapter 3, verse 486. Siddhir Bhavati Vaneti. Will somebody become perfect or not? A sansaya. We may have a doubt. Achuta Sevinam, in the infallible service of the personality of God at Achuta, the infallible one, Achuta. Nisangsaya Stutada Bhakta. If you develop attachment for serving a devotee, don't have a doubt. Nisangsaya Stutada Bhakta, for those devotees. Paricharya Ratadmanam, who've developed a desire, a taste for doing service. There is no doubt, Gauranga said. If they develop service, there is no doubt. He was talking with Ishwar Puri about the good fortune of Devananda Pandit, who was serving Rakeshwara Pandit. That's the shloka. That's the context. So go ahead, continue to love the devotees and serve them. And keep your sadhana very precious, like a precious jewel. Tell everybody not to compromise that for an Australian dollar. As my sannyas guru said so sweetly, when one of his disciples said, Guru Maharaj, where should I go? You know, because householders, they go anywhere to make a buck, you know, right? Where should I go? Girmani? USA? UK? EU? Anywhere but here, obviously, you know. And he wrote back, doesn't matter where you go, what country you go, what currency is in your pocket, it all flows out about the same speed. What is important is that you get a congregation that loves you. And there you'll find everything you need. And you don't get what you want. You get what you deserve anyway. So let us deserve Vaishnava Sangha. It is sudurlabh. They don't deserve. They don't need us. We need them. They don't deserve us. We hanker for them. Let us keep that in our mind. Jai Gornitai, Radhavallabha, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. All glories to you, great souls. Now Sankarsana will serve all of you. Wham! Hare Krishna.